KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 7:05, we have cloudy skies, 63 degrees. We look forward to be partly cloudy to cloudy today with scattered showers and thunderstorms, a high of 75. Winds will be coming out of the west at 10 miles per hour. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Rex Pharmacy, working to improve health outcomes for patients in our communities. From their new location at 1607 East 7th Street, the former Sears building in Atlantic, flash flood watch is in effect until 7 p.m. for the southwest corner of the state, including Fremont, Mills, Montgomery, and Page counties. Any additional rainfall amounts of 1 to 2 inches will be possible in the watch area, so be cautious if you're planning to drive into the Four Corner County area today and in through this evening. Well, this is Memorial Day 2020, and there aren't too many Memorial Day services that'll be held today due to the COVID-19 pandemic and restrictions on the number of people that can attend certain events. The Brayton American Legion Post No. 350 Memorial Day service will be held at 10 a.m. today at the Nishnabotna Bridge east of Brayton. They are outside services only, no town hall services, and they'll continue at the Oakfield, Bowen, and Oak Hill cemeteries. If you need more information on the Brayton American Legion Post 350 services, contact Bernie Van Tyker at 549-2282 or 249-8193. There will be no Griswold American Legion Post No. 508 Memorial Day program or Women's Auxiliary Luncheon today. Messina will hold a virtual Memorial Day services beginning at 10 a.m. Viewing will be available on Facebook or YouTube on the Messina, Iowa Memorial Day service page. The Trainer Post No. 275 American Legion Memorial Day flag ceremony will be held in the cemetery at Trainer at 9:30, the cemetery west of Trainer at 10:30, and Harding Cemetery north of Trainer at 10:45. Now, the Oakland VFW's Memorial Day services, as we told you a few days ago at the Oaklawn Cemetery, were canceled. Members of the VFW were still placing flags on grave sites and will be raising the flag at 11 a.m. If you'd like to watch the flag ceremony, you're asked to go in your vehicle and stay in your vehicle as they do so. An accident that took place at around 2:30 a.m. Sunday in Madison County has claimed the life of a young Winterset man and resulted in injuries to a man from Peru. The Iowa State Patrol says a 1997 Chevy Silverado pickup driven by 18-year-old Memphis Isaac Kincaid Pickett of Winterset was in the process of eluding a Madison County Sheriff's deputy at a high rate of speed when the pickup failed to negotiate a curve to the left on Winwood Trail, a gravel road. The vehicle left the road and entered a ditch where it crashed into trees and a wire fence. Kincaid Pickett died at the scene. He was not wearing a seatbelt. His passenger, 21-year-old Quentin Lane Sefkas of Peru, who was wearing a seatbelt, was trapped and eventually freed by mechanical means. Sefkas was transported by Madison County EMS to the Mercy Hospital in Des Moines. The patrol says alcohol was a factor in both the pursuit and crash, at least they believed it was. One person died in a two-vehicle crash Saturday about halfway between Hamlin and Guthrie Center. The State Patrol says the accident happened at the intersection of Highway 44 and Chestnut Road at around 2:30 p.m. Saturday. Authorities say a 2001 Ford Taurus that was driven by 88-year-old Mary Virginia Mingus of Coon Rapids was traveling south on Chestnut Road, and as she approached the intersection with Highway 44, pulled out in front of a westbound 2016 Ford F-150 pickup driven by 43-year-old Jonathan Roger Merck of Waukee. After the pickup collided with the car, both vehicles went into the south ditch. Mingus was taken by Guthrie County EMS to the Guthrie County Hospital, where she died. Merck and a 12-year-old passenger in his pickup were transported by Audubon County EMS to the Audubon County Hospital. All of the crash victims were wearing their seatbelts. The State Patrol was assisted at the scene by the Guthrie and Audubon County Sheriff's Offices and Audubon and Guthrie Center Fire and Rescue Departments. No injuries were reported following a collision. At around 6:36 p.m. Saturday in Red Oak, authorities say the accident happened at the intersection of East Summit Street and Sunny Slope Drive. A 2015 Nissan Versa driven by 17-year-old Alyssa Rice of Red Oak was stopped on Summit Street facing east, waiting to turn north onto Sunny Slope Drive, when a 1999 Chevy Silverado driven by 30-year-old Megan Waltz of Lorimore struck the Nissan from behind. Waltz told police he didn't see Rice's car. Waltz was cited for following too close. Damage from the collision amounted to $6,000, with the Nissan being a total loss. Red Oak police were assisted at the scene by deputies of the Montgomery County Sheriff's Office, Red Oak Rescue, and Red Oak Fire Department. The Adams County Sheriff's Office reports an investigation resulted in the arrest Saturday morning of two people for alleged sex crimes. 22-year-old Austin Thompson of Prescott and 28-year-old Clara Renfrey of Prescott were taken into custody at around 8:45 a.m. and 1:10 p.m. Saturday, respectively, on charges that include sexual abuse in the first degree, assault with intent to commit sexual abuse, and sexual exploitation of a minor. Both were being held in the Adams County Jail pending an appearance before the magistrate. And Red Oak Police Saturday evening arrested a Villisca man in a Montgomery County warrant for possession of drug paraphernalia. 57-year-old Bruce Warren Fitzwater was taken into custody at 106 West Coolbaugh Street at around 6:05 p.m. and held to the Montgomery County Jail on a $500 cash bond. In our funeral announcements, William Bill Lippincott, age 82, of Atlantic, died May 18th at Mercy One Hospice in Johnston. A private family mass of Christian burial for Bill Lippincott will be held at the Saints Peter and Paul Catholic Church in Atlantic on Tuesday beginning at 2 p.m. and can be watched via live stream through the Roland Funeral Home website. Sherry Forsman, age 72, of Des Moines and formerly of Menlo, died Saturday at the Taylor Hospice House in Des Moines. A graveside funeral service for Sherry Forsman will be held Tuesday at 3 o'clock at the Rose Hill Cemetery in Menlo. Johnson Family Funeral Home has the arrangements. Goldie Miller, age 92, of rural Menlo, died Tuesday at the New Homestead and Guthrie Center. Make that Thursday at the New Homestead and Guthrie Center. A graveside funeral service for Goldie Miller will be held Thursday in the Morrisburg Cemetery, north of Stewart, beginning at 11 a.m. Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart is in charge of the arrangements. Alex Alexander, age 85, of Omaha, died Friday at Bergen Mercy Medical Center. A mass of Christian burial for Alice Alexander will be on Saturday at 11 a.m. at the St. Joseph's Catholic Church in Erling. Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. David E. Popper Pop, age 63, of Atlantic, died Thursday at Atlantic Specialty Care. Services for David Pop will be on May 30th at 11 a.m. at the Hockenberry Funeral Home in Atlantic. Mark A. Johnson, age 68, of Messina, died March 22nd at the Cass County Hospital. A Celebration of Life graveside service for Mark Johnson will be this Saturday at 1 o'clock at the Messina Center Cemetery. Steen Funeral Home in Messina is in charge of the arrangements. Angela Harris Mickedon, age 64, of Atlantic, died Wednesday at the Cass County Hospital. Cremation has taken place and no services will be held for Angela Mickedon. Roland Funeral Service of Atlantic is assisting the family. That's a check of the news this hour, brought to you by Rex Pharmacy, working to improve health outcomes for patients in our communities. From their new location at 1607 East 7th Street in Atlantic, the former Sears Building. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.